Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The Labor Department released the latest jobs report today, and it indicated a drop in the unemployment rate. 0.2 percentage point from 8.3% down to 8.1%. According to the labor statistics, 96,000 jobs were added to the economy. Now, the drop in the unemployment rate is due to some statistical factors like the labor force shrinking, which is not good. And economists were hoping for more than 120,000 jobs to be added in August rather than 96,000. But it was still good news. And somewhere there must have been a smile inside the poker-faced president. Perhaps he knew these numbers, as he was talking about the economy at the convention in Charlotte last night.
Goals in manufacturing, energy, education, national security, and the deficit. Real, achievable plans that will lead to new jobs, more opportunity, and rebuild this economy on a stronger foundation. That's what we can do in the next 4 years, and that is why I am running for a second term as President of the United States.
The president was certainly smiling when he delivered this barb to the GOP last night.
They want your vote, but they don't want you to know their plan. And that's because all they have to offer is the same prescriptions they've had for the last 30 years. Have a surplus? Try a tax cut. Deficit too high? Try another. Feel a cold coming on? Take two tax cuts, roll back some regulations, and call us in the morning.
That's the rhetoric. The reality, though, are these jobs numbers. And as positive as they are, the unemployment numbers underscore just how much of a trough this U.S. economy has been in for the last 4 years. If you haven't changed jobs, you probably lost yours altogether. If you didn't get rehired, you probably got retrained or tried to get retrained. If you stayed in business, you experienced the fear of the worst just around the corner. If you held on to your job, you probably lost your sense of job security. Do you feel like we as a nation are in this together, or do you feel like you're on your own? Tasha in Marietta, Georgia says, "It really varies from day to day. When I wake up, I feel like I'm one of many. Then after work, my husband and I go to the store with $40 to get groceries for the week. That's when I feel alone." How are you feeling? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And we extracted this theme from the Democratic Convention. You probably heard it. You heard it again and again in Charlotte. Are you feeling that we're in this together, or are you feeling that you are on your own? We wanted to talk to some job creators, to some business owners. Walt Rowan is the owner of Susquehanna Glass Company in Columbia, Pennsylvania. Liz Murphy owns the independent bookstore The Learned Owl in Hudson, Ohio. Liz and Walt, welcome to the program.
Hello, John.
All right, Walt, how are you feeling? Are you in this together with the rest of America, or are you on your own as you look at the economy?
Well, I've always felt like we're all in this together. We sell a consumer product. Our fourth quarter business is our strongest, and we need the entire country feeling positive in order for us to do well.
Is that a good economic indicator for you and your business and the possible hiring you might be doing in the next couple of months?
We see our year this year has been better than in the last 3 or 4 years. Not spectacularly better, but absolutely better. So we're feeling optimistic.
Liz Murphy, you own the independent bookstore, The Learned Owl. Are you feeling like you're in this together with the rest of America, economically speaking, or you feel like you're on your own?
No, I agree with Walt. I feel like we're all in this together. I'm lucky enough to be in a wonderful little town, and we have a very a great group of merchants and a great group of customers. So it's easy to feel like we're all in this together because we're all supporting each other and the customers are supporting us.
Well, that possibly is positive news for the Democrats. Guarded optimism there from Liz Murphy, who's a bookstore owner in Hudson, Ohio, which is certainly a swing state. Walt Rowan, the owner of Susquehanna Glass Company in Columbia, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was a swing state, not so much anymore. Good luck to both of you, and we'll talk to you as we get closer to the election.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.